Keeping the commandments has a lot to do with our trust in God. How much do we trust Him? That trust in God affects a lot of other things in our life, like our generosity. I want to talk to you today. I want to speak with you about generosity and tithing. Over the years, I have become convinced that tithing and generosity are keys to understanding the maturity of my personal relationship with Jesus Christ and His church. In fact, I believe that the way we tithe is a test, a reflection of our relationship with God. If I tithe, it's because I trust God. If I don't tithe, my relationship with God is not a sound relationship. It is naive. It's immature. If I don't tithe, my relationship with the church is on shaky ground. Pope Francis said last year, "It is an absurd dichotomy to think of living with Jesus, but without the church. Of following Jesus outside of the church. Of loving Jesus without loving the church." Pretty astute. My relationships with Jesus and the church should be based upon my trust in God, my fidelity to Him, and my commitment. And I love Jesus, and I love the church, or I wouldn't be here. God can count on me, at least that's the way I want to see it. My church can count on me, that's the way I want you to see me. If I am to grow and mature in my relationship with God, I must grow in generosity. And in order to grow in generosity, I have to grow in trust in God. I'm a convert, as many of you know. As a young adult convert, I came to believe strongly in God and the mission of the church. But I'd be lying if I said I fully trusted God that young age. However, the history of my tithing is probably a pretty reliable indicator of my personal spiritual growth at any point in my life, in the growth of my spiritual maturity. At first, I thought it was a big deal for me. It was a big step to go from putting coins in the collection basket, whatever coins I had in my pocket, to folded money and making sure when I went to church that I had $5 or $10 in my pocket. That was a big deal. Of course, I didn't have much then. I was a student, but there was a big step. Most of you know that I'm a widower and that my wife and I were married for 37 years and we have 6 children. Tithing was not always an easy topic for us as a couple. I would say there was a little bit of stress from time to time in that topic and something that we gradually grew with. As a couple, it was a big deal for us when we reached 5% of our earnings in our tithes to the church and to charities. Now, 5% is not a tithe. Let's not try and fool each other. And we came to realize that. But it marked an important spiritual milestone in our maturity, the way we were growing and developing. We were struggling with our young family and growing in faith as a couple and learning to trust God. It's what couples struggle with. And when we finally passed that 10% level, we also came to see the spiritual importance of giving at least 10% of the gross amount of our earnings each year, not 10% of take-home pay, of what's left over. If we got a bonus, We would also give 10% or more of that. And we gradually learn to give ungrudgingly, joyfully. And it became part of our spiritual life. It became something that was just part of who we were. And we came to trust that things would continue to get better. We were blessed. And I continue to tithe and to exceed 10% myself. I don't think generosity begins until 10%. I think up to 10% it's responsibility. And generosity really begins after you've met your responsibility. Can't be called generous until you've met your basic responsibility. It's important to plan our tithes. Tithing does not take vacations. And I shouldn't pay for my vacations with my tithe. People take vacations. Church expenses do not. Community responsibilities do not take vacations. Additionally, it's become important for me to even plan to tithe in my will. After my death, I want at least 10% of my estate to go to the church, and the rest can go to my family. That's okay. First things first, I have to learn to trust God. Now, my wife and I grew to better understand Jesus' teaching on giving and generosity, as St. Luke recorded Jesus saying, "Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." And in another part he said, "Seek his kingdom. Sell your belongings and give alms. Provide money bags for yourselves that do not wear out. An inexhaustible treasure in heaven that no thief can reach, nor moth destroy. For where your treasure is, there also your heart will be." In today's gospel, we read that Jesus assumes that when we gather for worship, that we will be bringing our gifts to the altar as we assemble. And therefore, Jesus says, if you bring your gift to the altar and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. The gift is assumed. Part of our basic responsibility. And Jesus is saying, don't come and try and buy your way out of your responsibility to be reconciled. Be reconciled. Then come and offer your gift. Spiritually, my wife and I found freedom in tithing. It's an interesting thing, that kind of freedom. We become slaves of our money and our possessions. If I can't tithe, then it says a lot about me. It says I don't trust. It says that I love my money first, and I'm a slave of my possessions. Not tithing is a form of imposed, self-imposed slavery with our personal consumption habits that are often hard to escape. And we become slaves to our possessions and our desires. I urge all of you to spend some time, some personal time, some prayer time, thinking about your spiritual freedom in coming days. Pray for this freedom, this maturity, this growth in generosity that will set you free and build your relationship with God, your relationship with the church. And soon we're going to be entering Lent. Lent should be a time of intense self-examination for correction of our distortions in our personal relationship with God and the church and with one another, our community, through prayer, fasting, alms, personal sacrifices. These are the tools of gaining freedom. And I ask you to pray about your trust in God and your generosity and your stewardship. Recalling the words of Jesus in the Gospel of Luke, where he says, "Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you." May you be free. That's my prayer for you. May you grow in trust of God. That's my plea for you. And may God bless you abundantly.